producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Let's have 7 after the hour in front of us. Yes, there it is, 7 minutes after the hour. The Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends. Jennifer Horn, put your hand up.
Jennifer Horn's hand.
Here.
What happened to Jennifer?
Rich McFadden put his hand up.
Here.
Tara Schillen put her hand up.
Here.
Okay, how many, what's your favorite candy bar, Tara?
I think I like Butterfingers the best.
Butterfingers.
Or Mr. Goodbar. It's hard to choose.
Mr. Goodbar. All right. Richie, your favorite candy bars?
That's a tough one. Nestle Crunch.
Crunch?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jennifer, what's your favorite candy bar? Where did you, what happened to Jennifer?
Oh,
you? What's
fun,
going on with that? All right. Meanwhile, there is a report that is shocking a lot of people who like to eat Kit Kat bars. I kind of like Kit Kat. I like Three Musketeers best. But anything that's got chocolate and nougat in it.
It's
and
nougat, Dougie.
Nougat? It's not nougat.
Nougat.
Nougat? No.
Nougat. And then
look at this ball on nougat.
It's a nougat ball.
Nougat.
Okay, so here's the story behind the story. Those of you who love these candy bars, like to eat M&Ms, that sort of thing, it's most likely that these candy bars, this candy has been produced by boys and girls who are enslaved in Africa. This is something new. Hershey's, Mars, Nestle, Cadbury, all using these children in West Africa. 70% of the world's cocoa comes from this region, and a vast majority of that supply comes from two countries, Ghana and the Ivory Coast, produce 60% of the global amount of chocolate that's used. Nestle sold $100 billion worth of chocolate last year. $100 billion worth of chocolate products. Richie, I think Kara's, whatever's going on there is a little bit loud for me. You can adjust that or do something with it because I can't really, okay. So as demand for chocolate goes up, number of consumers in China, for example, the M&M company has done, the Mars people, fantastic business in China. They're opening up their products in India because there's more disposable income. Certainly in China, people want to buy these products. And what is it? You know, I once in a while buy a candy bar. They're a buck usually, right? Isn't that what you pay for a Mars bar?
Yeah, right down there.
Okay, so it cost them, I'm told, 14, 15 cents to make these candy bars, and the reason it's so cheap is because the production is done, they are now not only gathering the cocoa with these kids, but they're also making many of the products. They put up plants in these countries in Africa, and they're making the product there, wrapping it and shipping it back to America. And so, what does it do to your interest in eating? When I see these pictures, I think to myself, is this the right thing for any of us to do? And I'm not here to tell you that I'm not trying to be your conscience. You got to decide this on your own. I will tell you, it's like the lady Erin Andrews. I'm never going to stand to marry it again because of the way they handled her and that whole problem with the Peeping Tom. So that's me telling me that's what I'm going to do. I'd say it to you. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. But you didn't hear me say you ought not to stay in a Marriott. You make up your own mind. And the same thing is true when it comes to chocolate. I'm looking at all of this stuff and I'm losing my taste. And I love chocolate. I really do. I have had a real problem all of my life with chocolate and sweets in general. But when I look at these kids who are hauling these 100-pound bags of cocoa beans around, and they're barely old enough to stand up. I'm talking about 8, 9, 10-year-old kids. It loses its appeal to me. And when you look at the World Cocoa Foundation, which is a group of the largest chocolate companies in the world, They're sort of now being forced into helping the farmers and their families on the Ivory Coast and in Ghana and other places. But what they're doing is they're funding their education, but at the same time they're training them to boost productivity so that they can make more and these companies can make more on cheaper labor. You'll never hear me say there ought to be a minimum wage. You'll never hear me say that we are better off to have companies go outside of America to get the work done. But in this circumstance, this is a reality, and I don't like it. For me, it bothers me to see these children going through what they're going through. There's going to be a lot of blowback. These companies have a lot of influence, not only here in America, but elsewhere in the world, because they contribute to, I mean, mostly it's Cargill and Archer Daniels Midland. Once again, you think about food, and you don't think about chocolate as being food, but the supplies that are produced to be brought to Nestle to make their product comes from land and companies and farms that are owned by Cargill and Archer Daniels Midland, although I think ADM is getting out of the chocolate business. I think I remember seeing that someplace. But anyway, if you look at maps of these areas where all this stuff is grown, it's and then look at the populations that are there. These are countries that have basically no economy, they have no education, and these people become enslaved. They work for nothing other than what, you know, whatever they can get as a subsistence living. And I just, there's something about that that doesn't settle well with me. So again, I would suggest that you look, you can find any number of work, and people say, is this the most important problem of the day? No, but I think it's a good one because there are a lot of people who love chocolate. I'll go in the grocery line, and now they've begun to put these more expensive, or at least, well, they made them more expensive because they're in these fancy wrappers. Are there any difference between the stuff that you get that costs you $2 versus the stuff that costs you $1? No, just the packaging for the most part. There are a couple of class action lawsuits in California, Jennifer. Chocolate makers are, however, pushing back. Nestle says the suit against them is meritless. Hershey didn't address the specifics of this case. The suits are international. They say that these companies are illegally, including children, in forced labor camps, and that's where the cocoa comes from. You know, what do you do under that circumstance? You keep eating chocolate and promoting this sort of thing, or do you stop? For somebody like me that loves chocolate, am I going to think about that when I go into the store and I want something that isn't, you know, there's time in the day when you walk into, like I walked into a store the other day when I was on the road, I wanted to get a bottle of water. So I walk by the counter and I look at the candy bars that are there, and that's why they're there. Because they
want to tempt you.
Yeah, exactly. And they do. And so did I want to buy? I didn't buy one then, only because I couldn't find the kind that I wanted. Had I found the kind that I wanted, like Godiva, you know, they're more expensive. I don't know how much better they are, whether they aren't using children. I haven't gone that far into this. I'm just looking at the big companies. And I think Godiva is still independently owned, is it not? Anybody know about Godiva chocolates from San Francisco? I think
I don't know.
I don't.
I will tell you though, there's a lot of documentaries made about this. There's one called Slavery, a Global Investigation that was made in 2000.
Yeah.
And the whole...
About chocolate or about everything?
About everything, but they do a lot on the chocolate too. And then apparently Russell Brand has a video on YouTube as well called The Dark Side of Chocolate, Modern Slavery.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So it is something, again, being conscious of this sort of thing. I'm just telling you the story because it's a good quote-unquote good story. It's something for you to know, to hear about. You won't see these things showing up in the popular media. There's going to be a lot of discussion about this. But it is something that is on the minds of people who are interested in fairness. And child labor is not acceptable without some kind of education. I don't mind kids working. I think kids ought to work. I started working when I was 8 years old. Didn't do them any harm.
But when it gets to slave labor beating.
But when you enslave these people because they don't know any better, and this is what they think they can do. So it's, let's see here. Mars candy bars last year, the Mars Candy Company sold $15 billion worth of candy. Nestle last year sold $13 billion worth of candy. Hershey sold $8 billion worth of candy last year. Now, Hershey's is the only one that seems to be continuing their work in America. They have a big corporate headquarters, big plant in Pennsylvania. Hello, duh, it's called Hershey, Pennsylvania. But there's no Nestle's Pennsylvania. There's no Mars Pennsylvania. And a lot of the...
Mars is people, a British company, isn't it?
83%. No, you know, Mars is an American company. Nestle is a European company now owned by... Well, now maybe it's the other way around. They bought Cadbury. I think it's the other way around, Richie.
Eight companies, including Nestle, Mars, and Hershey, all signed an accord pledging $2 million to investigate this back in 2005. And in 2008, nothing had happened when the accord died, so they extended it to 2010. And now they have a new document that pledges to reduce the worst forms of child labor by 70% across cocoa sectors in Ghana and the Ivory Coast by 2020.
So the other reason I bring this up, well, I bring it up for two reasons, because I think the way they do it is wrong, it's despicable, and it just gives you more reason to dislike the big ag businesses like ADM and Cargill and whoever else is involved in this blight. But it also gives you a chance to think about what your choices are. And it's, I think at some point, probably not too far down the road, they're going to have to start labeling. Even if the government doesn't want us to be labeling. Well, where the countries are of origin. Don't you want to know? And if you know there's slave labor in Ghana, or to have people say if they want to produce it. See, this would be the better way, the more positive way, and even to get around the labeling issue, is to say this product is not produced at the hands of slave labor, or it's produced.
Yeah, just to let you know it's free from that.
Just to let you know, right, exactly. I think that's much more productive. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance. Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith has some advice for young people. Mind your own business.
Live your own life. People spend so much time in vicarious living. You know, my neighbor in New York was Lindsay Lohan. How many millions of hours were spent people reading about Lindsay Lohan, and Lindsay got drunk and she had a car wreck? And to the degree you can get young people to focus on, what do I want to become? Who do I want to be? How can I live my own life and not get lost in the lives of movie stars, athletes, gossip?
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Of the Good Day program each hour at this time in the hour. There's always some musical hook or connection. What we have for you right now, a number of songs debuting on this date that managed to get to number one. This song debuted in the number 56 position during this week in 1985. Madonna Circioni. Is that her last name, isn't it?
Circioni.
So the song's called Crazy for You. Good pop hit. Richie, you can crank it up if you'd like.
I like it, don't I?
Control my heart.
I was trying to think to myself. I had Charlie Tuna on my mind all day yesterday.
Yeah.
The passing of what was a more than a fabulous radio personality. And the last we were talking about him as being sort of like the gate, the door, at the end of the door. He was only 71. But I was thinking how he would introduce this tune, Jennifer. How he would do this because he made himself so relevant to all ages. On the radio. You couldn't tell how old he was other than people would call all the time. He loved to use the phones, and he was really good at it. And I remember one person, at one point last year, I remember actually hearing it three times in one weekend because Charlie was doing K-Earth on Saturday and Sunday, and better than anybody else they have on the air there by far. And a guy called up and said, Charlie, I grew up with you.
How old are you?
And that's, he was in his 50s.
Yeah.
And he did. The guys, the people in Los Angeles, he was on the radio in Los Angeles for 40 years. Before that, he was a jock in Boston before he got the first job in L.A. And he was 23 or 24 when he was in Boston. And, you could tell at that point whether somebody was going to be good or not. By the time he was late 20s, he had the big jobs. But I was just thinking, Jen, how he might introduce Crazy for You. Or another song. By the way, that song peaked after it became number 56.
By the way,
it took about 5 months for it to get there.
Chiconi. Madonna Louise.
Yes. All right, from this week in 1986, debut song number one, Dire Straits, So Far Away. Number 66 when it debuted, came number one 19 weeks later than that. Wonderfully distinct sound.
Great album, great song, great everything.
Charlie would never introduce the song if he didn't hit the post, and he would never talk about the song once the lyrics were on. Rich, that's the. Well, we're trying to tell stories here. It's not a music
right,
show.
You talk over the songs all the time, so it's a conversation piece behind us.
I get criticized for it a lot too. Let's see, next song debuting this week in 1987 took 14 weeks to get to number one. Bruce Springsteen. His version, cover of Fire. Debuted number 67 slot. It took 5 weeks for this song to move up the charts. 1988 was the year for this song, Pink Cadillac.
Which was an old Bruce Springsteen song.
Yep. Didn't it start with somebody else, though? I think if you dug around, you'd find it was not a Bruce Springsteen original. This is a 60s era song. I can't remember who did it first. It wasn't Bruce Springsteen.
Wilson Pickett.
Wilson Pickett, thank you. That's it. There's one of those guys.
No. I'm sorry.
You sure? Black guy. The black singer. You sure?
Looking like it's a Springsteen song.
Nah. I have to do my own research on this, Richie. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit Lumber.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Walking back into your life, your head. This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen, my friends Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, who are here. We're going to be joined by Garrett Bussier, who is running a website called Healing Your Head, healingyourhead.com. If you want to prepare for this, he's the neurosciences manager for Seriscan, which is the place where I was last week in Denver. He was a baseball player. And on the fast track, Richie, to the big leagues, struck in his head.
Ooh.
Baseball that ruined his career.
Ooh.
And what his life has been like since that is part of the story we'll tell in a matter of moments. Big stuff. Meanwhile, back to celebrity and the impact of what people say, especially in this era of Facebook and Twitter, social media. Somebody posts something and it creates a firestorm of attention. You'll remember earlier this week, Cheryl Teagues posted something. It was unflattering about Ashley Graham, who is the size 16 or 14, whatever size she is, on Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit edition, setting a good precedent, in my opinion, for understanding that there are not just stick women who live in the world, but there are women, real women, who have figures and curves and
yeah, she definitely doesn't look unhealthy, which was Cheryl Teague's point that she was unhealthy. But I mean, for her height, she actually looks normal.
She looks great.
Right.
Yeah, she's normal.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, she's somebody who's got something. And so anyway, she has been happily at the Ford agency, done very well as a model. And so apparently Cheryl Teague's got slammed by people after she criticized this woman. And so she's apologized, quote, "My sincere apologies to everybody I've hurt. I truly just want everybody to be healthy and happy." That's what
that
she
was
tweeted.
Really a dumb thing to say, though. You have so many women who kill themselves to be super skinny to be models.
Like she was.
Yeah, and you're telling, you know, you're trying to tell the world that that's more a healthy behavior than being a normal size 12 or 14, whatever this woman is, who doesn't, I mean, she doesn't appear to be healthy. She appears to have you know, girls and a rear end.
Meanwhile, models are in the bathroom sticking their fingers down their throats so that they can lose their lunch.
So they can be something. Why would anybody want to be like that? I don't even get it. So Cheryl Teagues had said she didn't think that she was healthy. Her face is beautiful, but I don't think it's healthy for her to be that big in the long run. What are you talking about? The woman has the
it's
exercise
so skewed.
Program. Yeah, it is. And hashtag beauty beyond size. Hashtag beauty fades. Use your brain. Hashtag Cheryl Teagues. All of these getting a lot of attention. So what about some of the other people who have been there? Cheryl Teagues has been an SI model. She was twice on the cover of the swimsuit issue. But there are other people who have been well known. Where are they in all this? You hear anything from some of it? Wasn't Kate Upton? Isn't that where she
well,
first
Kate
became
Upton's
known?
Well, Kate Upton's very much like Ashley Graham. I mean, she's not as thick in the middle and the thighs, but Kate Upton is a
very
voluptuous model. She's worked for Victoria's Secret.
So what under the circumstances? So what do we make? What do women take away from this? Young women, what do you? I mean, what is the takeaway? From
I think
this?
The okay, fact that we're actually talking. That about Ashley Graham being on the cover of Sports Illustrated when she looks hot is ridiculous. Yeah. That just shows you we have a lot of work to do, because if you're making a big deal about it, it's obviously not the norm, and that's, you know, that's...
Can we equate this to what's going on politically in our country, how people, the world seems to be changing. There's a revolution, and revolution is about revolting. People are revolting to the stick images that are on some of these models and the way they've... Look at the woman...
Laws that they can't have models under such size, right?
Yeah, right. But look at what is the Bunchkin there, whatever her name is, that's married to Tom Brady.
Giselle
yeah.
Bunchkin.
Right. So what makes her worth the kind of money she gets every year to model? You can't even. I would think that these people who are selling stuff would want to have somebody with a figure so that they could accentuate the things about their clothing that's different. And how do you do that with a stick figure? I don't. It's something that gets lost on me. Anyway,
I remember what a good reception Dove got a few years ago when they did the real body spots.
Yes. Yeah. There are all kinds of when you look like these, like Bunchkin or whatever name is, you're this anorexic.
I like your new name with you, Bunchkin.
Bunchkin, little Bunchkin. Come here, you little Bunchkin.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyhow, I think I made my point. Have I not? The revolution.
Yes.
This is part of the revolution. Political revolution. People's attitudes toward stuff like this. People's attitude toward what they're being told to buy for food instead of getting what they want for food. It's all part of the revolution, and I wholeheartedly support it. I'm sorry about Cheryl Teagues. I have great regard for her. I think she's done a nice job in many different ways, living a good life, a good, healthy, clean life. But she was so wrong about this. It's so out of date. I mean, come on. That's part of it, the being relevant. It's passé to look upon things like this. And I think, Kara, I've seen your face, but I haven't seen, you know, you walking around the corridors. But I'm not, I would think that you would agree with this. What about people who are your age, women that you know, young women who look good? Do they take offenses? Do they pay any attention to these magazines that show these stick women as models?
Well, most women I know, I mean, they might shop at Victoria's Secret, but most women I know don't pay any attention to Sports Illustrated because that has always been kind of more of a guy thing. But most women I know try to be healthy, but none of them look like that. It just unless
none
you get
look like which like
none of them look like the
stick ladies?
The stick women, because unless I don't know, in my opinion, unless you're getting paid to exercise and have a cook, you know, cook your food for you, it's impossible to work a full-time job and have a social life and look like that. It's just it's I don't know, it's not easy.
Isn't that an interesting combination? You have a lot, you have a job, have a social life. And what do you look like? Do you work? Do you go to a gym? Do you work out in a gym?
Yeah, I have a gym in my apartment complex, and I work out pretty often.
Yeah.
But you know, it's, I guess I could work out more and I could eat healthier and then I would be miserable. And like
but you're,
summer,
exactly, I'm you're happy.
Karen hits it on the head, though.
She's
think
happy.
About, yeah, but is she, you have to be a little happy. And if you want to socialize, you're not going to be one of these sticky women unless you're going out and eating a leaf of lettuce. But Kara hit the nail on the head with that. There is so much pressure on women to keep a clean house, to keep your kids fed and happy, to be a super mom, to do do-it-yourself projects with your kids, to hold down a full-time job, and then on top of it, to look like this unrealistic image that society says is what everybody needs to look like. That's a lot of pressure on women to try to do everything, and that's an issue that I think is a very realistic one. Who has the time to do all of that? And how sad, but how often the stuff that's for us, the exercise, the eating right, that stuff gets pushed to the wayside when we're trying to, you know, take care of all of our responsibilities.
Yeah, good point. All right, thank you. In a moment, Garrett Bussier joins us. We'll be talking about his career and how he got cut short as a baseball player and what he's doing now, about what happened after he had a concussion. He's next here on Good Day. It's 41 past the hour.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts. Mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy,
one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So call now, 800-609-4073. That's 800-609-4073. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-609-4073.
Going on now. Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors. Buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha Symphony keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right. Get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
45 past the hour now on the Good Day program. Garrett Bussier is a former baseball player. He was on the fast track to the big leagues, but he was struck in the side of the head by a baseball, had a concussion. His career path was forced to take a huge turn away from professional sports and toward recovering. Right now, he operates the website healingyourhead.com and is the neurosciences manager for Seriscan, the company in Denver that I'm so close to and so happy to be talking about because of what they found out with me. How that's led me to change my lifestyle somewhat. And I was never involved in professional sports, but I did get hurt badly as a three-year-old, and it's affected my brain and what goes on in my brain. And you can all chuckle as much as you want to about what goes on in my brain. But this is serious stuff. And because you've done such a great job, I wanted to highlight you for a few minutes here, Garrett. Thanks for joining me on Good Day.
I appreciate it, Doug.
Tell me about your website, first of all, healingyourhead.com. What would one see if one went there?
Well, I was inspired to put together this website, healingyourhead.com, based on, of course, like you had mentioned, my own experience with a head injury. You know, and during my recovery, I became really sort of obsessed with, anything that could help me to kind of move forward, to kind of propel me forward along this healing path. And, you know, I found that I was aggregating all these great resources that it just didn't seem like people were aware of. And I thought, what better way to make them known to others than to write them down in a book and then to have them as an offering on my website. And so that's become sort of my passion over the past 10 years ever since this injury is to really just facilitate information for those who could generally benefit from it.
So you've been through the brain test at Seriscan. What did it tell you about your brain past and present and future?
Well, it told me that typically a concussion or a mild traumatic brain injury is a reflection of low blood flow. And so I, following this injury, had low blood flow to some really important areas as they pertain to cognition. One of the areas was what's known as Broca's area. It's right there in the left part of your temple, in your temporal lobe, or your temporal lobe meets your frontal lobe, and that has to do with language and language execution. I also had issues with my temporal lobe, so my memory and learning centers were affected to a certain degree. And you know, it kind of told me that something here is tangibly wrong, and that's kind of discouraging at first, but I think the great takeaway is that the human brain is quite malleable, and it's capable of immense change and healing and restoration. And so I did a follow-up scan after I put myself through this Healing Your Head program and actually saw that a lot of the blood flow deficits that I had begun to improve, and to improve quite significantly in a pretty short amount of time. It was just 10 weeks.
So what was it that you did? Did you change what you eat? Did you change sort of an exercise? Or what bring oxygen to your brain? What did you do?
Well, that's a really good question, and you know, the beet juice commercial that we just all heard is actually a principle that is really helped me along my recovery. My vegetable of choice was obviously lots of them, but the one that helped me quite a bit was arugula. Arugula tends to be high in nitrates, which, like you'd said, convert to nitric oxide and help with circulation and healing and that sort of thing. And so it seems pretty obvious and straightforward. If you have low blood flow, that's usually reflective of low circulation. Well, how do you amplify circulation? Well, eating the right types of foods is one, reducing inflammation by way of eating those anti-inflammatory type foods. And then a particular type of cardiovascular exercise where you monitor heart rate, and then you get to these heart rate zones that help your brain to create these what are known as growth factors. And these growth factors help you to learn and retain more information and to stabilize blood flow patterns in the brain. So that was a big part of it. And then the third component was reducing stress, and that was typically by way of, you know, either yoga or mindfulness meditation, being immersed into nature, just sort of a holistic natural approach. And prior to my injury, you know, I really had no connection to these sorts of things, but these were the things that really helped me to heal.
Isn't it interesting how simple it really is? That's what
it
I
really
find
is. It
looking
is.
At it.
Yeah, so. I mean, there's technology and there's lots of different approaches, and I'm by no means discouraging those pursuits, but for me, it was eat right, get your body moving in the right ways, reduce stress, and really it activates your brain in such incredible ways.
All right, we got about 30 seconds. What do you tell your children about engaging in these sorts of contact sports?
Well, Well, you know, it's a tough question because, you know, the sport that I played isn't necessarily a contact sport, and I got hurt.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of difficult to say. All I can say is that despite what does happen in the event that someone is concussed in football or in hockey or in baseball, there are a lot of things that one can do to restore themselves to get help. And so
it isn't
brain,
the end of the line. Yeah.
It isn't the end of the line, and your brain is malleable. So.
HealingYourHead.com or Saraskan.com. Garrett Bussier here with us on Good Day. Excellent information. 51 after the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Half the hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer and Sarah and I have the pleasure of Greg Steffen's company. He is going to work with us on the Apple encryption case. I know you're all shocked to hear that, but because it went before Congress yesterday, and they can't get, the FBI director can't get Apple to do what he wants to do.
I didn't understand that question.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, right, all right. Let's get to that in just a moment. Stand by. This is Good Day.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series Studio Monitors. Buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha Simpson keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
It's 50. 5 past the hour now. Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine and the author of any number of books on what goes on at the White House, who's sleeping with whom, all of the dirty stuff, the dirty tricks. He's going to do a new book on that. Come on, let's have a new book.
The third edition of the book White House Confidential is coming out in July in time for the Republican and National Conventions.
No. That's a coincidence, right?
You just that. It never even occurred to us to time it for that.
Right. Good for you. Good thinking. So I have to talk more about that. But now it's technology time. Yesterday, the Apple encryption case went before Congress. Here are some of the opening remarks from the chief counsel for Apple, Bruce Sewell.
The FBI has asked the court to order us to give them something that we don't have, to create an operating system that does not exist. The reason it doesn't exist is because it would be too dangerous. They are asking for a backdoor into the iPhone, specifically to build a software tool that can break the encryption system which protects personal information on every iPhone. As we have told them, and as we've told the American public, building that software tool would not affect just one iPhone. It would weaken the security for all of them. In fact, just last week, Director Comey agreed, and I think we heard the same here today, that the FBI would likely use this as precedent for other cases involving other phones. The FBI is asking Apple to weaken the security of our products. Hackers and cyber criminals could use this to wreak havoc on our privacy and personal safety. It would set a dangerous precedent for government intrusion into the privacy and safety of its citizens. Hundreds of millions of law-abiding citizens trust Apple's products with the most intimate details of their daily lives. Photos, private conversations, health data, financial accounts, and information about a user's location and the location of that user's family and friends.
All right. So the FBI Director Comey tried to make his case. Who did the better at presenting their case, do you think, Greg?
Well, if you go and watch Comey's testimony, on one hand, I admire him because he was not afraid to admit what he did not know. So I think he said, "I do not know," many, many times, and even at times said, "I don't even understand the question." What's really a bit frightening about it, frankly, is the fact that he didn't understand the questions, and you would think the head of the FBI would be pretty darn tech-savvy, especially before going before Congress. But just in general, should have a deeper understanding of how technology works in a world where technology is driving many things. I think Apple's making a great case. I think we talked about this last week. I wouldn't want to be the one who had to make this decision.
No. And Apple is doing the same thing that Donald Trump is doing, shaking up the system and saying no to the system. And I think that that's an important thing. And that's why I think more Americans support Apple in this circumstance. There are a number of reasons for it, but I think that's one of the reasons. The political landscape doesn't support the status quo, doesn't support the government, doesn't support the FBI, doesn't support what they want. It just doesn't.
Well, and the fact that this is, you know, I wish this debate was over some Kim Kardashian selfies instead of information tied to terrorism, because it would make it a lot easier. The perspective would be completely different. But I think in this case, both parties are right, and that's why it's so difficult. We have to choose between right and right.
Right and right. Yep.
I mean, if they created something for the operating system now, wouldn't when they introduce a new operating system, that technology go away?
Maybe, but maybe not. I mean, it may not be as easy as you and I think. I mean, there's billions of lines of code there.
Right.
All right, interesting. Lines of code from Greg Stebbin on Good Day 59.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.